It is not President Salva Kiir trying to extend his mandate. Rather, it is the parliament, which represents the will of the people of South Sudan, that due to the current, which in any event would have made it difficult for the conduct of general election in April. So the parliament in March 2015 extends its tenure and the tenure of the office of the president. And it is what the Constitution of the Republic of South Sudan allows to happen.
Wouldn't this plunge the country further into crisis, especially when those in parliament are basically those that side with him?
Unless the politics is defined, the politics we know, which is also happening in the United States, the SPLM has a majority in the parliament, and that it wasn't about the issue of whether the SPLM wanted to lengthen its rule in South Sudan. Rather, it was about the necessity, because Riek Machar, leader of the rebels, has made the country in war, because he forced the country to be in war, which necessitated the extension. If the war did not erupt in South Sudan, President Salva Kiir and all the parliamentarians would have gone for general election, whereby the people of South Sudan would have been availed the opportunity to choose their leaders. But unfortunately, it did not happen because of the war. Last time we said we must conduct the election, whether it was going to be partial. If it, you know, the election would have not included the three states of the Greater Upper Nile, that is the Dongle State, Unity, and an Upper Nile State. But the international community asked us not to do this. We took heed to the advice of the international community. So the other options, which would avail South Sudan from the political vacuum, is the extension through the parliament. You cannot allow the country to run into vacuum and to run into lawlessness, when in actual fact we are better placed when we were elected, and we are not unconstitutional more than the rebels themselves.
Ambassador Susan Rice has rejected the extension of President Kiir's mandate and said that only through a peace agreement that such a mandate could be renewed pending elections. What do you say to that?
With my respect to Ambassador Susan, called or non-accepting the extension of the tenure of the President Salva Kiir, I would like to reiterate this one, and it has to be clear. First, the extension came as a result of the constitutional mandate of the Republic of South Sudan, not of any other country. And what we did to extend the tenure of the president is within the constitutional mandate of our parliament. So I don't know why Ambassador Susan would reject this.
Don't you think that the renewing of the mandate will further deepen the crisis as the conflict continues? Don't you think it will make it worse?
What is the alternative? Would the alternative be that the government leave the power in the vacuum and run into bush, so that the South Sudan become ungovernable? That's the alternative. If that is not, then I would like to say it is like some people wanted to tune into what Riek Machar was saying yesterday in the press conference, when he said that the government of South Sudan is unconstitutional by midnight of July 8th. And many people try to also reiterate the position of Riek Machar. The question is Riek Machar constitutional? Is it constitutional that you have to revolt against the Constitution and you try to uphold the Constitution after rebelling against the Constitution? Is that what the world wanted us to do?